This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bobby Roberto Belt after Draft 101 in Frisco last night.
I'm great.
I'm up.
Your lips look great.
Yeah, yeah.
They are red.
It's
very red.
It's because I just put on chapstick or whatever, so it's glossing them up a little bit, but... Yeah, they were all the talking I was doing yesterday. It dried out the lips.
Who was it? Just reset what the event was.
It was Draft 101 with obviously ourselves here in partnership with DallasCowboys.com. It was this somewhat ticketed event. It was more a registration. We reached a registration cap, and then we did it in the Dallas Cowboys meeting room. But it was myself, Nick Harris from DallasCowboys.com, Kyle Yeomans, Wolchuk was leading it. Broadus was there. Aisha Morrison showed up a little bit later. And then it was just basically a kind of overview for 45 minutes. And then it was 45 minutes of Q&A with people there in the audience.
You get good questions?
Yeah.
What surprised you about the knowledge of the Tolos and following the draft?
You know, they were...
How deep into rounds will people ask about someone?
We did. Yesterday, it was funny. A lot of them weren't questions about... like players or anything else. It was more about strategy with like the Cowboys. Like, hey, if they did this, who's a guy you would actually trade up for, even though you don't have a lot of capital? You know, how do you get back that fourth round pick? It was a lot of that stuff and a lot of different things about execution. I was talking to Wolchuk after we got done, and I was like, I know it's called Draft 101, so it's supposed to be like, hey, here's, you know, basics class or whatever. But I still feel like, and I know that I'm there to answer questions for people whenever they say they're asking about logistics or how the draft operates or whatever else, but I still felt like, well, actually, like, I felt like I was being a little, like, it naturally sounds a little smarmy when you're telling somebody, like, what they just said. It's like, well, here's actually how it works, and this is the way that the Cowboys do it, and blah, 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 and so.
Did you talk fast or remember to slow down a little bit?
I mean, have you ever heard me talk slow? Literally in my entire life. When I was driving in earlier and he was talking about Mark Fidrich and everything else, he's like, just never stops moving. I was waiting for one of you to be like, oh, sounds like Bobby on the pitching mound.
I was trying to come up with an analogy for how you speak. It's like skipping rocks. Like, you start off the sentence with the first skip, like the rock hits the water, and then tack. Like, you'll go over some words, like, in the middle of your sentence.
It ramps up. Yeah. It's really fast. That was the, when the doctor first...
And your nervous tic is to scratch the back of your head, too, while talking.
Is that the one? The one that somebody told me recently I do, and now I can't stop seeing it, is they say that I, like, tug on my hat. And now that they've said that, I can't...
Something.
I do it a lot.
I worked with a guy who would constantly just take his hand and just shove it up to his, like, nipple. He would just do this.
What?
He would be sitting like this.
It was just a little treat. That's all.
That's all he did. I was like, every day. Every 5 seconds. That's what it was. Very strange.
Somebody did come up to me last night, though, and say, like, you bounce your knee a lot. And I was like, yeah. And you could see it on, I went back and saw it on the camera. I did not stop bouncing my knee the entire time. But it was great. Chef Eric was out there. Tolo D. I got to meet Tolo D. That was fantastic.
The famous D. She wrote me a lot of surprising things about you.
She said she said all of them to me.
Really?
Yeah, she did. And she's like, you know what? You're kind of an a-hole, but you know, you're a good one. And she's like my late husband. My late husband was that way. She's like, his name was Bobby too. I used to say, you're an a-hole, but you're one of the good ones. And that's what she said about me.
She wrote, Bobby is actually nice. And then I sent her the picture you sent me of you and her, and then she said he acts different in person than on the air. And
Do you agree with that?
No, I think you're really engaging with people to, like, socialize with them. Maybe they wouldn't pick. It's kind of similar to me a little bit. Like, when we go out to parties or bars, they'd be like, whoa, like, you're drinking and you're buying everyone drinks. And I thought you were going to be out here barking and yelling at people. So maybe it's similar to that.
I think Bobby's more trolly off air.
I am, because I leaned into it yesterday. They were like, why don't you ever show up at 6 a.m. or why don't you ever show up at 5:30? Somebody said that. I was like, because I'm sitting here right now. Sean and RJ aren't, are they? Yeah, exactly. I'm sitting here doing this for the next hour and a half.
How cool was it, though, being in that film room, right?
That's really cool. It's like, and thank you to Derek Eagleton at the Cowboys, Scott Purcell, who is there helping us out, get everything, you know, videoed and out on the live stream. But it's an awesome, you know how awesome that facility is, but being in that team room and stuff like that, it was a little like, I don't normally stop down and get a little like, oh, this is kind of cool. But I mean, it was like, this is cool to think you're sitting right here. These listeners are sitting right here in the same spots that like maybe Dak sits or CeeDee Lamb or whatever else for a team meeting. So it was cool. It was a great event. Again, thank you to Gavin Spittle, Derek Eagleton for setting this all up for us. And it was a good time.
All right, let's just, I guess, keep it on the draft right now. We have plenty of time to get to the Mavericks and official picks for the Clippers series. But Bill Barnwell, Choppy, went through some different scenarios from ESPN.
Yeah. I love when he does this. He'll basically trade every pick. So he operates as if every pick in the draft is going to get traded. Now, when he gets to each team, so always remember, when he gets to each team, the original team is always still there. So he acts as if they'd never made a trade in the first place. But he does trade every pick. And he does trade the overall number one pick. He trades it to Jacksonville for Trevor Lawrence.
Ooh.
Bad trade for the Bears. And Will Chambers would really lose his mind at that trade.
And the Jags also.
Yeah, I would not do that if I was Chicago.
There's an upside, obviously, with Caleb.
Yep.
That you can't.
Although I'm terrified over Caleb Williams, the person. Terrified. I said this a couple weeks ago. If they traded out of it, I would get it. I would not absolutely kill them because I totally disagree with Sandler with the optics of not his fingernails, but just all of his actions and the things, the way he acts. And no agent on top of it?
Yeah.
Ooh.
So there is one thing here. Between week 9 of 2022 and week 9 of 2023, so a full year, Trevor had a 63 QBR, which was 9th in the league. And they were 13-4, but then he gets hurt, and then they torpedo. And he was quite bad at the beginning of 2022. So there was that one-year window. It was almost like Dak in the reverse. Dak had like a one-year window where he wasn't great, like in like 2017 before they got Amari.
It was about from the Zeke suspension until they traded for Amari. Yeah. So it was about a year.
And it was about a year stretch where it was like, what are we doing here? But then he overcame it, and now it was the reverse with Trevor, so we'll see what happens. But that'd be interesting. The Bears would also get the Jags' second-round pick and 5th. So Lawrence, a 2 and a 5 for the number one overall pick. Washington would trade down one spot with New England and just flip-flop, pick up a 3rd and a 2nd in the following next year's draft and a 4th. You keep going down. New England, they trade out of theirs. They move down to the Raiders. They pick up a couple of firsts to go down 10 spots. Where it really gets squirrely for me is the first time the Dallas Cowboys name jumps into the fray. That's where it really gets squirrely for me because they jump in at number 20. They trade up.
Oh.
Okay.
With a lack of picks already. Mm.
They go from 24 to 20 and they give up. Obviously, they swap first-round picks.
And before you say the name, Bobby, who would be some people, some positions that are screaming, okay, I understand them giving up capital to move up for this person?
It's funny. We had a listener last night ask us, like, who would you trade up for? Who would you go for? And I was like, you're going to have somebody from, like, the top three slide to the teens for me to want to trade up this year. So, like, the very top offensive line, maybe Joe Alt at Notre Dame, Olufashinu at Penn State. Like, It has to be like Malik Nabers or Marvin Harrison Jr. like sliding down to CD territory. But I mean, if he's going up, I understand it's an exercise where he's just got to trade everything. I'm guessing this is Fuaga, Talese Fuaga from Oregon State or somebody like that.
They don't give a name necessarily here, but
I thought that was the exercise.
Because they said you could get Graham Barton. That was kind of one name they threw in there. But they would give up their first. So they would swap first. Also give up their 3rd and 5th, but get back Pittsburgh's 4th. So instead of having a 1, 2, 3, 5, you would have a 1, 2, 4, 6. No. Absolutely not.
Old Billy. Not for four spots. I'm not trading up four spots and losing more. We were talking about this again last night. The idea, and I know I've gone on this rant recently, the defensive tackle argument. And I've talked about why I don't think it makes sense to take a defensive tackle. But we were talking about the idea of, like, making a trade or trying to get more capital or do whatever else. And people were talking about, like, could you get back up into the fourth round with your fifth and trade some back stuff? And it's like, guys, you're chasing your tail if you're doing that. Like, going up to get somebody, you're going to be constantly trying to replace that capital. And what you really need to hope for is somebody who will let you trade back. That's what you need to hope for.
Yeah, if you go up to get somebody, you're doing it for, like, a quarterback a lot of times. That's why the value's gone up. Now, when they get to the Cowboys pick at 24, the Cowboys do trade down, right? So he does have them trading down here with Kansas City. So the Chiefs would just get the Cowboys pick, the Cowboys first-round pick. They would pick swap, so the Cowboys would get 32. They would also get the Chiefs' third-round pick at 95 and their fifth-round pick at 159. So now you would go 1-2-3-3-5-5.
Love it.
I love it.
Go for it. I am all about, if you can find somebody, I will trade out of the first round and lose the fifth-year option right now if you can get me more picks, because they need it. In fact, if you look, the exact on the trade value chart, the classic trade value chart from Jimmy Johnson, if you look at where the Cowboys pick at 24, they were to drop down to, I think it's 36 with Washington. 36 from Washington and 78, middle of the third round. Those two picks are an exact equal match for the point value of Dallas's pick. So I'd be willing to trade out of the first round, lose the fifth year option, say, okay, I don't have a fourth anymore, and I'm losing the first, but give me two twos and two threes to kind of fix some of these depth issues. All right, I'm in. Now I'll talk about defensive tackle. Now I'll talk about other things like that. That gives me some options.
And that's where they that's the only ones that involve the Cowboys. But I love that they do these exercises. They just trade all over the place. But it's, I would not trade up.
You know why?
Not a chance.
You know why I don't want the fifth year option at this point, where I'm like, I'm cool sacrificing that, is because all it has proven to be for the Cowboys in the last 5 years is an excuse to wait on a deal. And so to me, it's like, That's not insurance. That's not anything else. That's an excuse not to get something done. That's how you've used it. You've weaponized it, essentially. So I don't care, really, if you lose the fifth-year option. You've got to figure these things out. At some point, you guys got to start getting ahead of things a little bit and getting things done.
877-881-1053 is the Frank and LaFranco Injury Attorney Hotline. Was there one name or two that the Tolos really focused on or were fixated on yesterday? And did you feel like they were bored with center and offensive line options in round one?
No, there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of Graham Barton talk from Duke. That is the name that we were all talking about up there on the stage. That's the name that a lot of people in the audience seem to want. Everybody, it feels like, is set on, you need the offensive line. Now, if it's tackle versus center, that's kind of the fixation or the discussion right now. But I think that the majority of the room there last night, of the listeners, all felt like, hey, this is something where center is clearly a blinking light need more than anything else on the team. We've got to get addressed. But I also could tell from the discussion there's a lot of people there who just don't agree with me on the defensive tackle thing. Like, there are a lot of people who would say, I'm fine taking a defensive tackle in the first three rounds. And I can't get there.
Do you see the amount of TV dedication to our next subject? What is going on?
Women's gymnastics?
Yeah. Nope. Is Caitlin Clark doing that too?
No, that's coming up at 7, women's gymnastics.
Yeah, get it for the expressway.
You like that?
Why are all the national shows focusing on the debut of Jack Leiter, like we're going to do next on the Home of the Rangers with Sean and RJ?